Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This, I tell you.
Well, when Frank Sinatra shows up, you know it's time for the Farinis, Joe Farini and Cindy Farini. Thanks for coming back for My Marriage Matters, you two. Yeah, Frankie.
Frankie. We're here. We're ready.
So now we're talking about communication in marriage. And Joe, if I'm not mistaken, all you're going to say is, men just say, yes, dear. Talk to you next week. Is that all we're covering today? No?
No, I can't get away with that one.
Have you tried?
I tried maybe early on in marriage, but that doesn't last too well.
It didn't. Oh, no. Okay. Well, I'm in trouble then. So, Cindy, help me. What do we? That's obviously one of maybe the sure way to shut it down.
That's going to take a little bit more than a segment.
Right? Yeah, we got time.
That's true. That's true. We get to cover. We just do like sort of the overview. There's so much more, I think, that we could share for sure. But I have a couple of different things. I think Joe has one big one, so I'm going to let him go in just a minute. But I think there's a lot of things that can shut down communication, and Joe's got one sure one, but I think things like, you know, if you walk away from each other when you're in, especially when the other person's in the middle of talking and saying something that they feel is important, you just walk away.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to shut it down. If you're yelling at each other, or if you're swearing or cursing, I just feel like, wow, that just takes it to a different level and you just shut down. And then also, if you call each other names, I think that gets really difficult to want to continue any kind of communication. And probably the one for me that's the most difficult is if I'm ignored or dismissed.
Yeah.
And you know that, and that's in marriage or any kind of communication. But if I feel, I might not be dismissed, but I might feel like it, and that will shut down my communication.
Sarah is the same way. Sarah has the very same thing. Mm-hmm. Drives her crazy. It's one of her buttons. But mm-hmm. Joe, So then enter Joe with a yes, dear, right? Is that where we are now? No?
Well, a lot of times, many times, when you get to that response, it's because of the most sure way to shut down communication in marriage is through anger.
Yeah.
You know, people get angry about so many things these days. I mean, you can get angry about politics. You get angry about sports. You could get angry about cold food. I mean, you can just get angry about everything. But anger in marriage will definitely sabotage any chance you might have of pursuing good, transparent communications in your marriage. Yeah, I mean, when you're angry with each other, you're not capable of really giving focused attention to what's being said. When you're angry, you're not able to listen with acceptance and understanding of each other. And anger just makes it difficult for us to focus on what's being said and not the way it should be said. You know what I'm saying? So anger is that number one thing, as far as I'm concerned, that will shut down communication.
Those are all fantastic, but even if you go from a higher level, I think oftentimes God in his creativity puts together people who are opposites in many ways. And so I would imagine that there's plenty of couples out there where the husband and the wife each communicate very differently. Do you see this very often?
I think we see that in every single marriage.
Yeah. Oh.
I only maybe know one or two marriages that I think the couples have, if you will, what you would say is a compatible, the way that they talk, the way that they communicate, their exuberance. A lot of couples are so opposite, but so few that I would say, wow, their personalities are like exactly the same. And I don't know in marriage, and the two people that I'm thinking of actually have very good marriages, but I think generally in marriage, it's really great to have a complementary kind of relationship because, you know, when one's up and the other one's down, you pick each other up. And the same thing in communication. You know, if one's a big talker and the other's a very good listener, I think that's a great complement in marriage, but it can also be a great frustration.
Yeah, you know, for us, it's for me, shockingly, I'm a verbal processor. I know, I sit down. I know that's difficult to understand. Sarah is the opposite of that. She is an internal processor. And so we've had conflict just in the fact that I won't stop talking or she won't talk.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys experience these kind of things?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. One fact that you've experienced and what you're telling us here, Brian, is that one thing we need to understand is that nothing is so simple that it cannot be misunderstood. And it doesn't depend on how you process your communications or how you come across to each other, but we come into this marriage thing with different styles of communication. And that's just a given. And so we need to begin to understand each other in a loving way so that we can give grace to one another and honor each other in how we communicate with one another.
So what do we do, Cindy? I mean, how do we overcome some of these things? Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to share very quickly. You know, we speak for family life, and family life gives three of these communication differences. And the one that you just said is the difference is the land the plane or the enjoy the ride. You know, your wife wants to just land the plane, just finish it up, be done, and you want to explore every single option.
Yeah.
A lot of couples are that way.
Have you been watching
us?
That's
one. Yes.
Very
well,
well
said,
yes.
We have our own marriage issues. So you know, that's one. Another one is the person who shares their feelings, and then the other one just really wants the facts. And that can be a huge difference. But once we learn how to do that, I think it's very, very helpful in working through communication. And the last one is those who think out loud versus those who, take turns and say, okay, it's my turn, and then now it's your turn. Some of these somewhat overlap, but I think they're all important to communication. And I think what Joe said is really the key. The key is that we have to honor each other's ways of communication and give each other a chance to say what we want to say, but we need to learn to say it in a very respectful and honorable way. I think when we start getting nasty about things, we're just going to shut down communication.
Absolutely. And just know that, you know, one communication style is not better than another communication style. It's just different. And different's okay.
I wanted to be right, Joe.
I understand, brother. But the reality is that we need to learn to appreciate those differences.
Yeah.
And you know, the bottom line and the goal to communication is to just understand each other. It's not to be right. Or it's not to be to agree with the other person. But it is just to be able to understand each other. Yeah. That's really the goal of good communication.
Well, any final thoughts for us, Cindy, as we get close to saying goodbye here?
Well, I just think it's important that we learn to enjoy the opposites that we have in our marriage. And I often see in our own marriage, because I would say all three of the things that I just mentioned previously are Joe and I. You know, I'm the more talkative one. He's more quiet. And the other ones are opposites too. But I think in marriage, that is a great blend. But you can either take that and be really, really enjoy it and be appreciative of it, or you can just say, oh my goodness, like, they don't think like I do. They don't respond like I do, so they must be wrong. And I think that is not going to help communication at all. So it's something we all have to work on, that is for sure. Mm-hmm. And it's hard sometimes, but the more that we work on it, I think the further along you get in marriage, we're at 39 years, I feel like we've come a long way from our first years of marriage, where we were really learning to, you know, initiate some of these things in our marriage to make it better.
Right. Absolutely.
Great stuff again this week from Joe and Cindy Farini for My Marriage Matters. If folks want to get connected to you or submit a topic, how do they do that?
Well, I'd love for them to come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. And in fact, what I'd love for them to do is we're going to be speaking October 27th. It's a Saturday at Living Hope in Medina. We're going to be doing a My Marriage Matters seminar for the day. We'd love to have them come. But I'd like to give a free attendance to one couple. So today at 9 o'clock, when it posts on My Marriage Matters, people will know what to do. They just have to go there first and see what to do and see if they can enter in to win for one free couple to go.
Oh,
we'd
fun.
Love to have them come.
Thank you, Cindy. That's fun.
You.
I love it. Okay. We'll talk to you guys next week. Okay.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.